Is that lechatchila that you're allowed to do this? Or maybe only with the effort. If you did it already, then it's okay. So Toshima, the Tony Rab Zvid Baroshia. Halokeyach kankanim and other kechovim. If somebody buys barrels, again, kankam is a kli cheres, an earthly kli from a goy, chadoshim, if they're new, that they were not used yet, so pshita, noisim toichon yayin, a Jew now is allowed to store his own wine there, there's no time of yayin esach. What about yishonim? Let's say these barrels were old, they were used already many times by the goyim, so it has a time of blia of yayin esach inside it. So now the lacher is, it says clearly the way you can kasha these barrels is by first storing it right away with good seer or marayas, put this strong brine, this fish brine into the barrel, and the fish brine goes in and eats up, burns up the tam of the ayinesach, and then it becomes mutter. So mashma clearly a tibun lechatchila, you're allowed to use your barrels with this hechsher. Rav Yehuda Nesiyim Rav Ami. Yehuda Nesiyim asked the question for Rav Ami like this. Herziron lekivshon eish v'nisnablu mahu v'nislabnu. Now as you have this earthly kli, you have this kankan and this barrels that the goyim stored many of times the yayin nesach inside it. So that's blias of yayin nesach. And the Jew now wants to be able to store his wine inside it. So he says, if he asked the question, what will be if the person takes this barrel, this earthly kli, and puts it back into the oven where it was first made, and the nisnablu becomes like red hot, becomes white, becomes hot? So what's the loko? Omulei, he says, for sure it's mutter. Tzir seruf, like it's a kal v'chaymet. You're telling me just the brine of fish that you put into these barrels burns up the time of the yayin esach. So or lakol shechein, isn't it for sure that if you have hot fire and you put it back into the kivshon, that you make it libun. Libun always means it's like red hot, that sparks come off it. So for sure, that's the way to burn up any time of yayin esach, that the barrel would be okay. Itmanam, we also learned like this. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. V'yamrilo sam say Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabasi is the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Kan kanim shalad kechavim. We have these barrels, this klicheres, from goyim, that they first stored the yayin nesach inside it, and now Sheikh Ziran Lekiv Shanesh, a Jew takes this barrel and puts it back into the oven where it was made. So Kivan Shenoshra Zifton, when it comes to melt the inside of the barrel, the zifton, the tar or the glue that they used in the inside of the barrel, as soon as it starts to melt, Shenoshra starts to melt down, Zifton Mehen Mutaran, right away they become mutter. See, you have this heter also. If you put it back into the oven and it becomes very hot, so hot that the tar inside starts to run down, then it's okay. Amr Ravashi said even a bigger kula, loy tamer, do not say and think, ad the nosrin, you do not really need the tar inside to melt down, to drip down, el rather, afilu refoyi mirpa, it's enough just that it becomes soft. As long as the inside of the kli cheres becomes soft, that's enough. Afagav loynosar, even though it doesn't run, it doesn't drip, that's hot enough. As long as the inside is soft, so that's a proof that the heat went through and through this barrel, and that's the kal v'chomer, that if the brine of fish, if fish brine goes in there and burns up the tam of yayin esach, so for sure the heat, the or that goes through and through this kli cheres would burn up the time of the Ainesim. Kinso, what's going to be now if you only throw like coals inside the barrel? Kinso Rashi says, Hichnes kisamim dolkim, like a kisam, usually means like matches, sticks, even like coals. Kinso, you make it hot inside. So Teicha Kankin, Achenoshra Zifton, you do not have the fire outside the barrel. You just throw hot stones or hot wood inside the barrel. And now the inside becomes so hot that the tar there starts to drip down. What's the law for? Kinso. So, pligibor Rav Acha Ravina. So, machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad osa v'chad shari. One says it's mutter, one says it's osa. And the more comes out, it hilchasa command the osa. Here we're machmir. Here we have the loko, like the one that said it's osa. The Torah speaks out that the chola tera kula amur Ravina lakula Rav Acha lakumba. Usually it's always Ravina that's Mekul, and Rav Acha is the Chumrah. And usually we pass like Ravina Lakula. Therefore, here the Gemara has to say not like that. Here the Gemara has to say, here we pass in the Chumra. And the reason why it's no good, Rashi says, this is about the Yosa, Rashi says, third line, it's not like putting it back into the oven. If you put it back into the oven, the heat penetrates from the outside of the kli, going straight through it. Then I know the whole kli cheris is red hot inside and outside. I will talk about over here. Kivan shifnasor, when you put the fire inside the kli, miyad ziftoi, right away the tar becomes hot and starts to melt. But it does not go penetrate through and through the kli. So you have no proof that the yayin nesa that went through and through is burnt up. Maybe it's only the inner portion that's being hot, but not the inner portion. So Rashi says, here we see that a kankan that's used lakiyam means that a guy uses it always to store his wine, a kli that's used lakiyam to store your wine to say there, then you do not have that term we had before. Then it's not enough just to soak it in water 3 days or to pour the tzir or the merais inside it. Then you have to really put it in the kipshon and let it get red hot inside and outside. That's Rashi's chiddush. As the Gemara was before talking about, where it's not machlis and lakiyim, the goyim do not store their wine in it. It could be like a crystal jar that you only fill it up when you want to pour the wine at the table. When you finish using the wine, you empty it out. That was the Gemara before, according to Rashi. But here, these kankanim, where you store the wine there, keseder, so then it's belay, it gets inside more. Here it does not come out unless you put it back to kifshim. That's the Rashi answer to the Gemara's. And what's the Gemara's question over here? If kismah should help, why should seer be better than kismah? Like here, the Gemara says, if you throw red hot coals inside the klicheris, it's no good. Because true, the inside gets hot, but it doesn't penetrate through and through. So this is no good. How could we say before that sear is good? If we're a sear, putting grime inside the barrel is not going to penetrate through more than hot coals will. So what's the sear in the Gemara? So Rashi answers, before we're talking about flasks, that they do not really store their wine there a long time. When they're taking a trip or at the table, then they fill it up with wine. But most of the time, it's just laying empty. Then it's okay to fill it up with water or put sear. But over here we have the regular wine barrels that the wine stays there, lakiyam, stays there a long time. Then it's only mutter.
Then it's only mutter. Like Rashi says, either you let the water soak there for 3 days straight, or else you have to wait 12 months. But after we have a hetter to put hot water inside it, that...
We'll see good back with you. Right, sir? Yeah. Now, Iboilu, the question is, Iboilu, you, Mao Litein Letoichoi Sheikhar. What about putting beer into these barrels that the goyim first stored their wine? In other words, the question is, when the time the taste of wine comes into the beer, does it ruin it or not? Is it called Lepagam or is it called okay? So Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Asra, they say, Tossi, you cannot put beer into this wine because the beer will receive the time of the wine and it'll become Asra. But Rav is showing, Rav says, no, it's okay. Rashi says, why? The Sheikhah Mavatalei Letami Dechamra. They hold with the beer, even if the time of the wine would come out from the barrel into the beer would just like be Mavatal that time. The two times don't get along together. Sheikhah like breaks, destroys the time of wine. Therefore, it's mutter still to drink the beer. That's what Rav is showing. And Ravina also. He permitted him to store his beer in these gayusha flasks or barrels that they first stored yayin esach. So also Roma Bechamra, by mistake he went home and he stored his own wine in there, and then the wine becomes also. Even so, lechoshlein lemilsa, that Ravina did not change his psak. In other words, he didn't come to make Xerah and say, let's make Xerah now not to store beer, because maybe you'll store wine. No, it happened once, and it won't happen a second time. We're not afraid. But that's the halacha. If you store beer, the taste of beer ruins the taste of wine. Therefore, even if the time comes out, it doesn't give time into the beer. But if you store your wine, then the wine would be also. Because then the time of the Yainetzer comes in, and you have time of Yainetzer here. So he said here, he said it's okay. Why, Omar Akroi Biyamu, even though it happened once that he put his beer inside, he put wine instead, it happened, that's all. We're not going to make Xera though, you can't even store beer. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Hevelai Hanu Mani Dip Kusno. He had these barrels of Kusno. Rashi says, Shel Tzviye Bokor, they're made from the junk of the animals, but Nosem Ben Yainesek, and Yainesek was put there first. So it was a Kli Bokor. Yeah, so Malinu Maya, what happened now, he wanted to make a kosher. Hey, he bought this off a guy. So he wanted a kosher water, he filled it up with water, and Anchinu Bishimsha, and he put it into the sun. And by putting it into the sun, Paku, it burst open. So Amar Rav Avraham said to him, Asatinu Alecha, Isru the Elam, you ruined it for yourself, who asked you to do this? Hey, Madiyam Rabbanu, when the Rabbanu said, when you want a kosher these kalim? How did the Rabbanan say, Mamalinu, Maya? The Rabbanan just said, true, you have to fill it up for 3 days with water. But Anuchi Bishimsha Miyamar, did the Rabbanan say you have to leave this water in the sun, that the sun will come and bake down on this kli and make it bust? That's what Rabbanan never said. So therefore, it's your fault why you broke it. You didn't have to go so far. Omar Rav Yusna, Omar Rav Ami, Kli Nasar, Kli Nasar, question exactly. There's also some type of an earthly kli, some type of kli made from some type of clay. So ein lo tara lomis. This kli nesar absorbs so much of the wine that you can never get rid of it. There's no way to make it kosher. You cannot use it. Ein lo tara lomis. In other words, there's my kli nesar. What is this? Omer Rav Yosi Bar Avin kli mechaferes shel trif. It's a kli that you glazed it. And it's the Sheltzrif, Rashi, a type of aluminum. Sheltzrif says, Kaka, it's clay. Shechoyfer Misham Tzrif, Oblaz Olam, type of Olam, aluminum, that comes out. It's a special type of a clay. Clay Mechvera Sheltzrif. Yeah, Devei, so what happened? Omra Vasi again. Omra Vasi Barazin. Clay Mechafer Sheltzrif. So Devei Pazluk Rufla. Well, he once had these type of kalim. Now, the Vepazik Rufla, that was the name of a guy. So, honest, he grabbed them away. Hani Kuvei Mepupadisa. He grabbed away these barrels from the people of Pupadisa. And Ramabu Chamra, he put wine into these barrels. And Adrinu, and later he returned it back. Nale. So the question was, could a Jew use these barrels now? The goyim stored their Yayin Esek inside it. So also they came, Shalula Rabbi Huda, yes, Rabbi Huda, the Shailah. Omri said, listen, this barrel, he did not store his wine there, he only had it for a day or two. So he just used it for once or twice. So it's not called Machnis Lekim, it's not there for storage. If so, Meshach Shechon V'mayim, all you have to do is just shake it out with water. Put water inside and just shake it out. Clean out the Yayin Nesek inside it. Then Mutar, then it's Mutar. This type of a Kli Cheris, since it was not used that often by the goyim, you just have to wash it off. Omer Rav Avira, Hani Chatz Veshchimi. Hani Chatz Veshchimi, also these barrels that come from black clay. Chatz Veshchimi, the Amoy Goyish of black clay. Kivul de Leiboli Tuva. Since they do not absorb too much, the same thing. Mashash Chachon de Maim Matarim. All you have to do is just rinse it out well with water, and it's okay. Omer Rav Papa Papi says, Hani Pasvoso. Do they lichsi? Another type of an earthly kli. Rashi says, pavosa means honey, kli pavosa. Kiva, the same thing as earth, it's a type of a clay, that kiva de la blia tuba, these kalim do not absorb too much, the same thing, meshach shechom b'mayim l'matarim. Kalim that do not absorb too much, it's enough just to rinse it out with water, and then a Jew could use it even for his wine. Kosi, what's the law of kaisis? You have cups. Rashi says, kaisis shecheris. You have cups made from cheres, earthly kli. So in other words, they did not use it to store the wine there, only to drink from it. And now a Jew buys these cups. How does it make them kosher? So Ravasi says, no, since it's a kli cheres, it's also, you cannot use it. Ravashi said, yes, it's okay. You would just rinse it out and it's alright. So it's like this. If the guy only drank from it one time, so then for sure it's asr. Rashi says if the first time the guy used it, since it's soft, bully, it absorbs much more, and therefore you have to kasher it. It's also the way it is now, unless you would soak it in water for 3 days. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes for palm sheni? If the guy is using it a second time, ikud the army, some say no. Palm rishon the sheni kliyam le pligi the yasser. Even the first two times that it was used, it absorbs very much. It'd be yasser. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes for palm gimel? In other words, first it was used by a Jew one or two times, and now the guy is using it the third time. So the question is, does it absorb now or not? The opposite halacha is palm rishon b'sheni yasser. If the guy used it the first or second time, it still absorbs a lot. Then the yarn goes inside it, and it's not enough just to wash it out, but rather you have to let it soak in water for 3 days. But gimel mutter, if this is the third time it's being used, so it means the first two times it was used with something that's kosher, so the main bli is sapped in from a double kosher. The third time it goes in, it doesn't go in that much. Therefore, all you have to do now is just shake it out. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
The middle of the Gemara again. Lama gimla mabez. Can Amar Rabami kli naser ein loytara lomis. This type of kli makes a certain type of clay that it absorbs very much, and if the yayin nesa goes inside it, we cannot get it out. Therefore, it's ein loytara lomis. Means you have to break it. You cannot use it. Rashi says naser is, doesn't say exactly. Yeah, right. Certain type of a clay. My kli naser was kli naser. I'm Rabbi Yosi Baravin kli mechuferis shel trip. It's a kli. Rashi says it means kark. It comes from this type of ground. This clay shechofer mishom trip. You take out some type of crystals there, or blas olam. It's called olam. This type of a crystal olam, that's what you make from this karka. So it's a very absorbent karka, and you can get the bleer out. Devei devei porzak rufila, name of a person, and Rashi says rufila means he was sheni lemelech, he was a second to the king. Onas hani kuvim mepumbadisa. He stole. He took away some baskets, barrels from the Jews in Pumbedisa. And Rama Buchamer, when he had it, he puts his wine, his Yai Nesek, inside the barrels. And then Adrinan Aleh, then he returned it to the Jews. So the question is, can the Jews use it or not? Do they have to make a Hechsher or not? So also they came, Shalul Rabbi Yehuda, they asked Rabbi Yehuda. Omer, he said like this, Dovar Shem Achnis Lekiyim, who? The Goyim, they only used it one or two times. And it was a barrel that you don't really store there to leave it there a long time. It was only something that you serve the wine in. So it's not a kli that you leave there. It's not a suy lakiyum. Therefore, meshach shechon b'mayim. All you have to do is just wash it out with water, vein mutarim. Because it never went inside. It wasn't belaya that much inside the kli. Since it's not machnis lakiyum, so it's enough just to wash it off. And befrat by yayin nesach, which is always usually cold. So when something's cold comes into the kli, it does not absorb that much. Therefore, it's enough just to wash it off. Omer Rav Avira, Hani Chatzvi, these also barrels, Shchimi, if it's made black ones, or red ones, the Amoy, the Goyisha barrels, so Kivon de Leibol Letuva, since also these barrels are not made Lekiyim, even if they store wine there, it's only for a day or two. I think Lekiyim is called, it has to be there for at least 3 days. So these barrels are only meant to bring the wine to the table, but they did not store them there. So again, Meshach Shechon B'mayim Umatorim has the same heter. All you have to do now is just wash it off with water, and a Jew could store his own wine there, it's kosher. Omer Rav Papi, Hani Pasvosa Devei Michfei, another type of a clay, Rashi Kli Cheres, type of an earthly kli, that comes to Devei Michfei, Rashi says, Mokom and Karkis of Kosher. Its karka there is very hard. So Kivon de Leblia Tuva, since nothing goes in, it does not absorb, it's not an absorbent kli, therefore again, Meshach Shechon B'mayim Umatorim. It's enough just to wash off this kli, and that's it. You're not going to have to bother 3 days, or make Hagolah, heating the water. It's enough just to wash it off with cold water. That's enough. Kosi, what's going to be the locker with kosi? Cups. Rashi learned that kosi shokeres. Let's say you buy earthly china cups off a guy, and you know he used it for wine. So Ravasi, also Ravasi says, if a Jew now cannot use it, it's also Ravashi Shari, no, it's okay. So it's like this. It's the first time this kli was used. The guy used it. So the first time you put like wine in it, it absorbs very much. The first two times, the kli absorbs what goes inside it. After that, it's considered like it's sova, it's filled already. Then the third time, it doesn't come in so much. So if the guy used it the first time, for sure then the time, the bli of the yayin esek comes inside the cup, and you cannot get it out, it's a kli cheres. Where's the machlokes? You have a pam sheni. If the first time a Jew used it, and the second time now a guy used it with wine, what's the locha? And Nika the army, some say no. Pam rishon v'sheni, even the second time, kuli amle pli gediyosa. If a guy is using it now the second time, a Jew used it the first time, and the second time already, a guy is using it with his wine, everybody agrees that even the second time it's boleya, it seeps in, and therefore what comes into a klicheris, we cannot get out, therefore it's also. Keep ligu with the machlekes upon gimel. If the third time that it's in use, a guy now is putting yayin esek inside it. And zilcha, so that's halacha, that's pam rishon v'sheni also. If the guy uses it with his yayin esek the first or the second time, then the bliya goes inside the kli, and it's also, we cannot use it. Gimel, but if it's the third time now in use, that means the Jew used it already, two times already. And now the third time a guy is using with his yayin esek, so here we pass in mutter. It's enough now just to wash it off with cold water, and it's okay. Since kaisers are not likiyum, you do not store wine there, it's only for the time you're drinking it right now, so when it's not baleya that much, it's enough to wash it off. So Tais speaks out, therefore the minig is the Jews, what they used to do is, when the Jew would buy a new cup, what he would do is he would fill it up with water, and let it stay there a few hours. If you let it stay there a few hours, so then it seeps in enough for one or two times. So then even if a guy happens to, what could also come about, let's say the third time a Jew is drinking wine, and a guy comes and touches the wine, so he makes the yayin esach, so then that wine would also absorb inside the kli. So he says the minhag was, when he used to buy earthly kelim, that a Jew right away would let the kli soak in water for a few hours. So that's considered like one and two times, so even if it happened later, that when they have their wine inside of the guy would touch the wine, he would not make the kli yasa. And glass for sure is this way. Glass, must have a crystal glass. So if a guy would happen to touch it, even though the wine would make yayin nesach, but the kli would not become asa. Glass for sure. It's very smooth. It's not for layer glass, especially not for yayin nesach. It's only cold, and therefore we enough just to wash it out.
So
what is
that?
Yeah. Hani mani de kunya. Also different type of clay of earthly kalim. So it depends. Chiyura v'yuchmi, if it's white or black kalim shari. Then it's shari. These kalim are not absorbing that much. And it's not a kli, also lakim, you do not store you one of these things. You just serve there once or twice. Rashi says, kunya means kli cheres, mitzupa b'yevet, glazed with hyperlead. So if it's white and black, it's okay. Yeruka, if it's made from green clay, then also. Rashi says, the mishun d'matzav sheish pakarka mechfer shatuf obolet tvei. It's made out of green, then it absorbs much more, and then you cannot get the tam out. Yukos, the mishum de mitzvah, because you have it crystalled more. The yisbu kartufni, let's say there are cracks on these barrels, then kuli asiri, any type of a clay barrel, earthly clay would be also. Since there are cracks there, then the yatam of the yainetha goes in more, or stays there, and then it would be also. Dorash Meremer, maybe makes a drasha like this. Kunya, these earthly kalim. Ben uchmi, whether they're red, ben chiyur, or black, whether they're, ben chiyur, whether they're white, ben yuruka, whether they're green, it doesn't make a difference, shari. In all these three cases, he holds these type of kalim, they're not boleya that much, and therefore all you have to do is just wash it off with cold water, and it's shari. That was his drasha in Hilchas, yayin esach. Now the Gemara asks the question, maishna mechametz pesach. How come we learn differently by Hilchas Pesach? that there if you have these type of kelim that you once used with chametz, you cannot make it kosher to use on Pesach. Because over there, the boy named Mereima asked the question, Hani mani de kunya, these same type of earthly kelim, these clay kelim, malish the mushabu bepischa, are we allowed to use these chametzik kelim on Pesach? So he answered like this, Yeruk if it's made out of green, loyti bola, then you have no question, the mitzar for your bola, since it's crystalled or it's glazed, so for sure it's belayed, absorbs, and the tam of chametz is in the kli, you cannot use this on Pesach. The Asiri Tzotza, Kiti Bolak, where's my question? Chiyuri Vyukmi, if it's white or black, my. So Yen said, Kiyisbu Kartufni Loti Berlach, if it has cracks in the Kalim, so for sure the time of the Chometz goes inside, Loti Ba, have no question. Tivadai Bli of Yasiri, for sure the time goes in its Asa. Kiti Berlach, Tishia. My question is, if it's smooth, you have a smooth earthly clay like our China, what's my, what's the Locha? Malu, he said back to him like this, listen,